Hey, this is Wade. Hey, I wanted to say hi to everybody and give you an update on that climber that was hurt, or at least we think it's a climber. Here, what really happened was he was on the ground and I was working the cat head. Don't know a lot of details. I give Wireless Estimator credit. Craig was up to date on this and found out the details. He reached out to Josh Gelman of Centerline Communications, and apparently he was a Massachusetts contractor working in Gorham, Maine at a Crown Castle site. I'm not sure what happened, but he got hurt when something happened with the cat head. I don't know what, but he must have been pretty seriously hurt. But he's stable now. He's doing fine. He's alive, thank God. And, all the prayers to him. I hope he recovers soon. I don't know what happened, but I'm going to preach about safety here for a few minutes. So if you want to cover your ear for about 1 minute, then I'll be done. When you're working with a cat head, there's a lot of things that can go wrong. A lot of guys, because of the drag, if it's a lighter load, they try to undo a loop or two on a small cat head and make it easy. If it's a large cat heads are fixed. There's not a lot you're going to do on a winch. You can work with that. And I have no idea what he was working with. I'm just saying that it pays to pay attention. I know with small cat heads, the small ones that fit in the hitch of a truck or the ones that you chain to a pole, you got to be careful with those. People tend to get a little complacent. You got to make sure they're lined up properly. And you also have to pay attention to your rope if you're using rope and not steel cable. If you're using a hoist or a winch, its chances are you'll have steel cable in it. And you got to watch your cable too, because it frays, it bends. It can when it bends sharply, you might have a problem. It might begin to get weak there. Same with rope. Rope, if you have a knot in it, which is normally a 180-degree turn on it, you got to remember it's roughly at half strength at that point. That's why you have different knots, so you don't bend the rope so much. And I'm just pointing all this out. I know a lot of you guys know this, and that's why you put the those loops in the rope properly, because you don't want to weaken the rope any more than it already is if you're working with heavy loads. If you're working with a lighter load, chances are the rope's going to handle it. But I just want you to pay attention. Also, look for frays in the rope. Look for any problems you'll have. Just pay attention. Complacency is probably the worst enemy of safety in a situation like that. Just want to point that out. It's good that he's going to be all right. That's a big deal. And it just shows you have to be careful all the time. And I got the links in there. You can go to any of them. There's a couple links about what happened. In other news, I want to congratulate Mike Jones. Mike Jones just joined Comtrain, and he is now the Director of Safety and Training. Started July 6th, so congratulations, Mike. I got a write-up in there, and Comtrain gave me an official press release, so I put that in there. And I just want to congratulate Mike, because guy's been around, you know what I mean? I got his bio in there. He seems like a good guy. And I don't remember ever talking to him. Just want to congratulate him. Way to go, Mike. This will be good for Comtrain. Trust me. We need more trainers in the world, and the more safety we have, the better off we all are. And speaking of training schools, I'd like to thank Tower Safety, my sponsor. And even though I talk about Comtrain, which I was trained in Comtrain, I'm a big fan of Tower Safety in Arizona. They have always been there to help me out so far, They're a sponsor. What am I going to say? I'm so happy to have you. That's about it this week. Be smart, be safe, pay attention. You have any feedback, leave it in there. See ya.